You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Philly Godfather.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. We got Dave Mason from BetOnline coming on a little later in the show. We have the legends of sports betting right here. We got Matt Multepis, one of my lead handicappers at the PhillyGodfather.com. We have the Philly Rooster, the guy that brought me into this business almost 40 years ago. And Jimmy the Sheep Batista, the living legend. You've seen him on the front page of almost every newspaper in the country. You've seen him on Netflix. And there we go. We lost him already, Rooster. We lost the Sheep already.
And the fun begins. Here we go.
It'd be nice if he paid his internet bill, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's always Jimmy, man.
Guys, we got Jamie Gold's not going to be on the college football show. He's having some issues as well. Hopefully he's back on the NFL show. But let's get right down to business, man. We got a jam-packed college football weekend. There's a lot of important games we got to talk about. Let's go to this Washington Huskies game at USC. They're laying 3. The total's kind of high, in my opinion, Rooster. It's at 77. So far, 65% of the tickets have been placed on Washington, and 75% of the tickets aren't yet over. Do you like anyone in this game, Rooster?
Yeah, well, this game opened, USC was a favorite, 1.5. All those issues with USC and, you know, talk about the quarterback not playing and all kinds of different stuff. The game flew to 3 the other way. I mean, I missed the number. I would have loved to take 1.5 on this game. Then when it went to a pick, I said, it's not going to move anymore. I didn't lay a pick. Then it went to 2, and I said, no way, it's going to 3. And boom, it went to 3. So I just missed the boat on this one. The sharp money is on Washington. All the square money's on Washington. Everything's on Washington. So I'm just going to sit back and watch this one and enjoy it.
Does that worry you a little bit when the sharps and the recreational sports bettors out there are on the same side? Usually that's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Well, it's a recipe for disaster for somebody, either the books or the bettors. As we know, even the squares can pick 50% of the wins. I mean, you know, In the old days, all the public money being on one side meant a lot more than it does today. There's too much information out there. Everybody is read up. There's no dead squares anymore. Very few. But Baba, that's a compliment to you.
I just give out winners. Unlike you, Clemson last week. Another one. Woo! Excuse me. The only way this Washington game goes sideways if Goldilocks teases it, then it's going to.
Goldilocks teases Washington, Jamie Gold when he's not on the show. Not fair.
Not here to defend himself.
Yeah, come on now. You know that. You're doing better than that.
I'm not. Listen, he teases everything. Name a game he don't tease.
Let me go to Matt Maltebis from the College Kids, one of my lead handicappers at thephillygodfather.com. Matt, I mean, Washington offensively, they rank second in yards per play, third in yards per pass attempt. USC high scoring offense, fourth in yards per play, eighth in yards per pass attempt. The total's at 77. Do you like a side or a total here?
So, yeah, USC comes in this game 2-7 against the spread, negative 7.2 against the spread plus minus. Washington's 3-4-1 against the spread. You've had four common opponents. Both teams are 4-0 against those teams. Both teams neck and neck in strength of schedule. But to me, the difference is when USC burst that tougher competition in Utah and Notre Dame, they folded. The Huskies, when they were confronted with their top-notch competition, they versed Oregon, and they put up 36 on that tough defense. I mean, that Oregon defense is 100 times better than this USC defense, I'll tell you that. This USC defense, you know, they've been horrible all year. So, I mean, I have to lean Washington. I haven't bet anything, and it's such a high total. I don't like betting these high totals at 75, 76. You said it was at 77 now. Earlier today it was 75 and a half, 76. I mean, I leaned over.
They got tomorrow. Yeah, they got the following day's newspaper. And like you said, they're 8-0, Washington. Their average margin of victory this year has been 19.75 points. But, like, over the last 4 weeks, I mean, they beat an Arizona team by 7. That game was closer than the final score indicated. They beat Oregon, but that was a game, I mean, they could have lost. They should have lost. Beat an Arizona State team by 8 points. And then, you know, they beat a Stanford team that's 2-6 on the season by 9 points. But that game going into the fourth quarter was 28-26.
Yeah.
I don't want to say they've struggled, but they've kind of underperformed in the market in three of the last four weeks.
Arizona has played pretty damn well, though. If you look at Arizona, I mean, they beat Oregon State, Washington State. They went neck for neck OT with USC. They lost to Washington, obviously, right? And they went to OT with Mississippi State. So, I mean, they've had a harder, you know, schedule, and they performed pretty well despite losing 3 games. Arizona is still a, you know, tough team to beat.
Yeah, and at face value, Washington looks to be the better team, top to bottom on the roster. Both quarterbacks are lights out. Right now, Michael Penix is, what, plus 280 to win the Heisman. He's the favorite. USC's defense they're not scaring nobody. One of the worst in college football. But something about this line, about this game, scares me a little bit. I don't know if it's my intuition or not, but let me go to Rooster real quick. When you get a feeling like that, do you lay off a game or you just strictly go by what the numbers are telling you?
I lay off it. Because every once – you'll see a game where, you know, the line just does not look right. A ranked team at home against an unranked team and they're only 3-point favorites happened 2 weeks ago. It just scares me off it because there's something in that line-making process that it just doesn't seem right.
All right. You know what scares me off the total real quick? Just
hold that thought 1 second, Matt, because we got to go to our next segment. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Come right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com. And we're breaking down the Washington-USC game. Matt, you want to continue on what you were talking about before the break?
Yeah, I was just saying there was talks about Caleb Williams sitting. So that was another thing to think about. I mean, if Washington gets a huge lead at first, jumps out the gate against this, you know, USC defense that isn't good. It's interesting to see what happens and see if the players, you know, how they react and the coaches.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's something about this game just is off to me. If the game gets to 3.5, I might be looking to take USC, as bad as their defense is, at +3.5. I think this could be a shootout. I mean, the total is at 77, and Washington is a better team, but something about this line just doesn't irk me the right way. But let's change the subject real quick. Let's go to the championship odds. We've been talking about these teams each and every week. Michigan right now +240. Georgia at +240 to win the championship. Florida has dipped down to +600. Ohio State at +700. Looks a little appetizing to me. Washington at +1500, even though they got 3 tough games lined up for them. And Alabama's coming on strong at +1500. Texas at +1600. Rooster, we've been talking about Alabama over the last couple of weeks, and we've seen those odds drop at +1500. You think that's the best price on the board out of the teams I mentioned if you were going to bet a team right now to win the national championship?
Yeah, I like them more at +22 to 1 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, I still think there's some value there, +15 to 1. I like them a lot this week versus LSU. They win that game, and they're going to be a one-loss team, let's face it. And a one-loss SEC team that's been competitive all year and getting better, the committee's going to love that. And we know the ratings for Alabama. They want them in there. They don't want to happen to them what just happened to the poor MLB, where about 8 people watched the World Series games. I mean, it was embarrassing. But, yeah, I like Alabama +15 to 1.
Yeah, it's a good price there. I mean, if they can beat LSU, then they got to go to Kentucky. I think they can beat them. And then they play Chattanooga at home. But Auburn, last game of the season at Auburn's never easy.
That's always a tough game.
It's always a tough game, but it all comes down to this week, like you said, against LSU. If they can, win that game, they might sneak in. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. Matt, out of all the teams I just mentioned, if you had to pick a team right now at these prices, which one would it be?
So I actually talked about a couple of weeks ago when we were on the show about Ohio State. Talked about them. I think they were 16-1, 17-1. I forget the number. But, I mean, Ohio State, they got Rutgers, Michigan State, Minnesota, and Michigan left. The last game is the game you got to worry about against Michigan. But, I mean, they already beat Penn State, which was the biggest win, and Notre Dame, and they proved their worth. I still
they did get lucky against Notre Dame. I mean, that was a close game, man.
Well, that was that one was an even game. That game was even both ways. If you look at the box score, I mean, I think that game was should have went to OT. I think this final the game score should have been 17-17, but I believe Notre Dame missed a field goal. So, yeah, I mean, Ohio State, you know, they perform well. But another team I like, especially 16-1, I have a future on them from before, is Texas. I mean, they have Kansas State. I think they win this week laying 4, 3.5, depending on the number you can get. I think they win. I think they cover. Then they versus TCU. Not an easy game. The problem is you want to watch out with Texas going on the road. That's the part. TCU, Iowa State, games that they maybe they overlook. But, yeah, I do think they take out Kansas State here.
Brewster, I mean, if Texas and Alabama both end up with one loss on the season and Washington or Florida State trips up, now, obviously, Ohio State, Michigan, neither team go undefeated. One of them is going to have one loss. Who do you put in? Do you put in Texas or Alabama at that point?
Both big market teams. I mean, they look at a lot of factors. I think at this point it would probably be Alabama. But it'll be close. They have layers of tiebreakers, but of course they're going to lean Alabama if they can.
What were you going to say, Jimmy?
I said it's not even a question. They want Alabama in the playoffs. They need it for TV. I mean, it's them in Texas, it's Alabama. Well, we don't have to worry about Penn State. That's a good thing.
Yeah, somebody was on Penn State. It was on Penn State.
I was blinded.
You're blinded.
You know what's by
a fake, coach.
Listen, I ain't gonna bust your balls. It happens to everyone. Like, look at last week. So,
what did you get killed last week? You're being nice to Rooster Sheen. What's going on here?
Redskins last week.
He didn't give out any games. I can't even. I go to see what Babak gave out. He doesn't give out any games, so there's no way he can lose.
Because you don't listen to talk too much.
After 40 years of doing this, he figured it out. If you don't give out any games, you can't lose.
Well, maybe you should start doing that because you won't. I can just tabulate your losers. Oh my God, he's 1-5.
You texted me 1 week. One week you gave me the games. You were 0-4.
And how was my NFL? And my college was good.
Yeah, but listen, at plus 600, Florida State. I mean, they're laying 21 against Pittsburgh. Then they come back at home, and they got to play Miami. They'll probably be laying double digits there, right? Then they play a weak North Alabama team, and they finish on the road with Florida. Doesn't that entice anyone here, Florida State?
Florida State. They played awesome. I mean, their defense is starting to play a little bit better. Offense, obviously, has been sensitive. It's crazy. They're a second-half team. Every time, like, they might be close in the first half, but that second half, they always just take it away. I mean, we saw that from the first game of the year against LSU, where I think LSU was actually up 17-14, and then that second half. And those are teams you got to watch where the teams that show up when it really counts in the second half.
Yeah. And let me go back to Sheep. Sheep, you can get a better number on Georgia now. You took 220 at the beginning of the year. I mean, you get 240 right now. Why wouldn't you bet them again? I mean, they got the softest schedule in college football. Who are they going to play? They're going to play Missouri. They're 15-point favorites there. Next week at home against Ole Miss. It might be a tough game, but they're 13-point favorites there.
It's week at a time. I already have a position on it. I'll stay with my position, but I'm not going to – listen, each week their defense is getting stronger and stronger.
They looked good last week. They looked good last week.
They did. And listen, I was on Florida. I thought Florida was going to show up and give them a game, and it wasn't even a question. Georgia, like, oh my God,
Jimmy,
really good. Yes, Matt.
What do you think about that Georgia Missouri game? You think Missouri has a shot? Is a big dog?
I mean, if anything, you know what? I would probably like him in the first half, because it seemed like Georgia is, you know, as the games, they start out always slow recently this year. First quarter takes them a while to get their engines turning. By the second quarter, yeah, so I think if anything, any position in the game, I would like Missouri in the first half. I didn't bet it, but if I had to look at the game raw, I like Missouri in the first half. But then after that, I think Georgia now needs to continue to make a statement because of these other teams that are with one loss is trying to get into everything. Into the CFP playoffs.
Rooster, you know what to do, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm already doing it online as we speak.
Right
now.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting. Carson Beck, I mean, he hasn't really played any truly good defensive lines this year. Missouri's ranked number 23 in sack percentage, and the average rank of Georgia's opponents in defense sack percentage would rank out to 93rd in the nation. So
they ever played? I mean, the best quarterback they played was the kid from South Carolina. What's his name? Rattler. Their opponent quarterbacks haven't been that strong. I don't know about that team. I think they're getting stronger. Carson Beck looks better each and every week, but to me, they're still a little suspect. All right, let's move on to the current Heisman odds. Michael Penix, obviously, plus 270, and he should have a monster game this week against a bad USC defense. So he should put up some big numbers. J.J. McCarthy's at plus 300. Jaden Daniels at plus 400. I mean, he's got a 91.8 QBR, 25 over almost 2,600 yards on the season, 25 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Bo Nix, he's at plus 600. And Marvin Harrison Jr., the guy we gave out a 50-1 before the season started, he's down to 10-1, Rooster. You think they're going to give it to wide
receivers? You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
See her this year?
I think it's possible, with Williams bailing out, basically. I mean, Penix looks great, but if he has, let's say he has a bad game this weekend, I mean, I would say Harrison's right up there at that point. He's unbelievable. He's Megatron. He's a mix of Megatron. He's got some T.O. in him. He goes over the middle. I mean, this kid's unbelievable.
We got to go to our next segment. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. You're listening on SiriusXM Sports Grid. and you're watching us live streaming it on X, on Twitter, at Philly Godfather, and we're on YouTube at Jacob Sports as well. We're talking about some Heisman odds. We're talking about Marvin Harrison Jr. with Rooster, if he's got a shot at 10-1, if a wide receiver can actually get that trophy this year.
Yeah, I'd love to see it happen. Let's make it a real, you know, MVP-type race here instead of just giving it to quarterbacks like the NFL does. Obviously, I like him a lot more at 50-1, but I think there's still some value at 10-1.
Yeah, he's got to be the best player in college football, right? I mean, best athlete, most physically talented. I mean, he's going to be one of the better wide receivers being taken in the draft. I mean, who's better than him, Rooster?
Absolutely nobody. Definitely not Penix. I mean, Penix is good, but he's no Andrew Luck-looking prospect. I mean, there is none of them anymore. You get one a generation. So I think he's the best player in college football.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, let's bring on Dave Mason from Bet Online. We'll talk a little bit about the sharp money, where the recreational sports bettors are at this week in college football. Dave, what's going on, brother?
Oh, good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How's the weather down there?
Weather, a little cloudy right now. Yeah, it's rain season, so we get a bunch of rain. It's not only rain season, but October is usually the rainiest month. So we got the light at the end of the tunnel. Another December starts clearing up and getting more sun. But I don't mind it because it cools things down, you know. It doesn't rain all day, you know. So a couple hours, few hours, whatever. Deal with it.
It's a shame because me, Rooster, and Sheep used to go down there all the time. But these days we need permission slips.
Aaron permission slips. I got you. If you ever get them signed, let me know. Send your sons down here. I mean, you get down here, Matt. Send them out on a mission.
Hey, I don't mind. I don't mind.
There you go.
I love the woman over there.
Well, yeah, leave those old heads up there, man. Don't worry about them. They go to bed at 8.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk a little bit college football. LSU at Alabama. I think the line's 3 and 61. Is there any sharp money on the side or on the total? What are the bet splits and the ticket count?
Yeah, we got at Bama currently -361.5, open tied -4.5 and 62. The money split 54% is on the tied, but 72% of the bettors are on Bama as well. Sharpest two way at 3, you know, nothing, a little bit of a conflicting sharp action.
Yeah, it's a tough number to. I mean, it's right there, right? I mean,
right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. The Hurricanes laying what, 5, 5.5, total 44 at NC State. Which way is the sharp money betting it, and which way is the public betting it?
Yeah, we're 5.5 and 44, open 3.5 and 45.5, 64% of cash, and 60% of bettors are on Miami. Sharp on Canes -4.5 and a little bit under 45. Yeah, a little bit under 45.
Now, when it comes to the offshore market, do you guys come out with the numbers first? Are you guys coming out there first for that number?
Yeah, I think, man, you know, it's such an arms race now. I mean, we did for years, but there's so many books now and it's like such a darn arms race. You know what I mean? Like we were consistent for years. I mean, we're still one of the first, sometimes the first, but it's not as consistent as it used to be, without a doubt. Because, like I said, you know, some of these newer books are just, you know, putting stuff up so early. So, you know, kudos to them. It's only good for the bettors. You know, I'm not going to be one of those guys that says, "Oh, you should only bet online." You guys know you need outs, man. Have a darn account, 4 or 5 for them. Different books and take advantage of whichever has the best line and whoever opens first and a little bit soft. So, you know, but more often than not, yes, but not always like it used to be.
Yeah. And what's the difference between the amount of the bet you'll take early in the week compared to on game day?
Yeah. I mean, shoot, you know, let's talk like at, you know, college, I think it opens a dime, and then when the market stabilizes, go up to like 3, then, you know, game day, you're up to, for a spread, you're up to 30,000. So it just increases throughout the week.
Yeah. Oh, make sure you guys check out Bet Online. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Penn State, I think the game opened to what, 10, 10.5. It's down to 9, total 51 at Maryland. Which way are they betting this one?
Yeah, Penn State, we got an 8 and 50.5. Open, yeah, 9.5 and 50.5. Cash is 50-50, 60% of the bettors are on the Terps. Sharp Maryland +10 and over 49.5.
Next game up, Bruins laying 3 and 51 at Arizona. Which way are the sharps betting this one?
Yeah, UCLA minus 3 and 51. Open Bruins minus 2 and 52.5. 57% of the bettors on Arizona, but 55% of the cash is on the Bruins. Sharp Bruins minus 2.5 and under 53.5.
Now, Rooster brought up a good point about the World Series. Two teams that a lot of people didn't want to see in there. I mean, what type of handling did you have in the World Series this year? Was it less than normal, more than average? Well, how'd you
think it was decent. It's always good, right? But, you know, if the Phils were in and the Phils Astros, it would have been more. You know, it just wasn't a very sexy World Series, you know. I mean, the action was good. You know, we have really good baseball offerings, so we always get good baseball action. But, you know, Phillies Astros, the action would have been more, you know, so whatever, is what it is.
All right, let's go to the next game on the screen. Washington laying 3, and the total is up to 77, I think, at most spots at USC. How are they betting this one, Dave?
Yeah, we got it at 76.5, open 3 and 77. 57% of the cash is on USC, 63% of the bettors on Washington, sharp on USC plus 3.5, but really good action. That'll be one of the biggest bet games of the day.
Okay. Next, and the final game we're going to talk about is Notre Dame. I guess they're laying 3, total 45 at Clemson. Which way are they betting this one?
Yeah, we got Notre Dame 3 and 44.5, opened Irish 3 and 44.5. So a little bit of moving back and forth, but back to where we started. This will be the most bet game of the day. I mean, well, it's the most early action, that's for sure. 63% of cash and 73% of the bettors are on the Irish. Sharp on Notre Dame minus 2.5, Clemson 3.5. A little bit on under 45, a little bit, not too much.
All right, I want to thank you for coming on for the college football show. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on social media and any promo code you guys got going on at BetOnlineAG.
Yeah, man. On Twitter or X, whatever we're calling it these days, at Dave Mason, B-O-L. Coming over to betonline.ag, hit up the promos page for all the bonus codes. You know, we have 50% welcome bonus and 100% if you're using crypto. Again, all the promo codes and terms and conditions on betonline.ag/promotions.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for coming down. And as soon as we get those permission slips signed,
get them signed.
We're coming to see you.
Get Matt will forge him, man. It'll be a reversal thing. I mean, you know,
I'm going regardless, Dave. I'm all going right, regardless.
Man. All right, bud. Yeah, but in high school, man, no promises. I can stay up late though, Matt. Man, I'll send you on your way. I'll just point you good over there. Stay away from that street.
That's why we're going down to babysit Matt.
That's right. Chaperone. You'll be the chaperone, sheep. Sheep the chaperone.
Oh, no. We're going to get in some trouble.
A sheeperone.
Yeah, that's if they let me back in the country, Matt.
You guys will be banned for life. All right, man. Thanks for coming on, Dave.
All right, guys. Talk later.
Bye-bye. See you, Dave.
He's the best, man. Make sure you guys check him out on Twitter. Dave Mason, BetOnlineAG. All right, let's go. Let's talk about we got some time here in this segment. LSU at Alabama, lines 3, 61. Total opened up at 59.5. It's moved a little bit. Line has dropped from, what, 4, 4.5 from the original opener. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, who do you like here, man?
Roll Tide. I like Bama here big. I think they cover this game easy. They got their act together. They're ready to go. Defense is playing strong. Offense has gotten better throughout the season. I like Bama a lot here. I already laid 2.5 minus 20. I think this game will creep back up with some sharp money. I mean, they banged it down to 3.
You think that was market manipulation, or you think that's a sharp position here at plus 4?
I think they probably knew 4 was a good number and was going to come down a little bit. It was probably some sharp money. But like I said, I think it'll creep back up at game time.
Sheep, you like anybody in this matchup?
I hate to say it. I agree with Rooster, but
– Let me write that down.
the only reason I really – I think the college football needs Alabama – they need another name in the playoffs. And I think they'll do everything they can to get Alabama in there. I mean,
Maddie, we got about a minute.
It's all about TV, boys.
Maddie, we got about a minute and a half left. Who do you like here, man, in this game?
This one's, I mean, they both have some of the most difficult schedules in the nation. Both ranked top five in my rankings in terms of strength of schedule. They've had three common opponents. Alabama's 3-0, LSU 2-1. The LSU offense is good. By far the best offense that, you know, Alabama's going to face all season. But at the same time, this is the best defense that LSU is going to face all season. So it's going to be a close one. It's hard to go into Tuscaloosa, Saban territory, and win. But I'm leaning LSU with the three, man. I think the total's a little bit higher. And I think I can't see that Alabama offense keeping up with the LSU offense. I lean LSU plus the points.
Let's talk about our sponsor, UnderdogFantasy.com. That's UnderdogFantasy.com. Right now, if you use promo code WIN, that's WIN, and sign up, they'll match your deposit up to $500. So that's UnderdogFantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. Going back to this Alabama game, I mean, I think it's a coin flip. If you can grab anything over, you know, that key number of three, if you can grab some plus 3.5, if it gets there again, that's probably the right side here. I mean, this is probably the best offense Alabama's faced all year. Now, Alabama can still win the game and make the college football playoff, but it doesn't mean they're going to cover the spread.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You know, this offense on LSU, they can put up some points, but we're going to go to our next segment. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with some more legendary college football moves.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. We're breaking down some college football games. We had Dave Mason on from Bet Online. before we break down some more games, let's talk a little bit about odds to make the playoffs here. Michigan last week was minus 195. They're down to minus 175. Georgia was minus 190. They're up to 220. Florida State was minus 175. Now they're up to minus 270. Ohio State went from plus 120 to plus 105. Washington went from plus 125 to 145. Alabama was at plus 400 2 weeks ago. Last week, they were at plus 300. Now they're at plus 270. Texas was plus 320. Now they're down to plus 220. And Oregon went from plus 450 down to plus 155. Let me go to Rooster first. If you had to pick one of these teams right now to make the college football playoffs at these prices, who would it be?
I'm going to go with Oregon. I mean, Oregon has really impressed me. They are playing defensive ball. I think this team's better than the Chip Kelly team. These guys are playing some serious football, and I like them on both sides of the ball right now. And they play great special teams. They're a free three-phase team. So I know it's only plus 155 now. I wish I gave it out at plus 450 because I've liked them for a few weeks now. But, yeah, I lean Oregon here.
And they should have beat Washington, right? I mean, Washington got lucky to win that game.
They got – they took four or five different things to happen for them to win that game.
It was like a five-team parlay, hitting a five-team parlay for them to win that game. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. Matt, at those prices, which team do you nibble on right now?
So I'm kind of like in Texas, plus the 220. I think LSU has a shot to take out Alabama, and I think Texas wins this week. So with that being said, I think 220 is not bad. If you're looking for
whose dog is that? Is that your dog, Sheep?
It's a sheepadoodle. What do you say?
Sheepadoodle. Between the band and the connection.
He heard Al Plucko talking. He goes crazy. I said, yeah, Toby, that's Al Plucko.
We can't get a break here. Oh, my God. Sorry to interrupt you, Matt. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
Well, if you're looking for a big dog, big long shot. I mean, I think LSU plus 750. I mean, if you want to throw a couple dollars on it, I think they run the table. And I think they run the table convincingly. And I think an Alabama win will be big. But that's just an outside chance. I really do like Texas plus 220.
Yeah. Ohio State's tough because, like you said, they got to play Michigan. Lane 2-1 on Michigan, and they got to play Ohio State. You know, I think Rooster's on point there. There was a big move on it's down to plus 155. That's probably the team to bet right now, or maybe Alabama. But they got a tough game against LSU. All right, let's break down some games. Notre Dame's laying 3 at Clemson, total of 45. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, what do you like here?
You know, I've been on Clemson. I was on them last week. I mean, they are tough to beat at Memorial Stadium. I think they're going to give Notre Dame all they can handle here. This is going to be a war. You know, Clemson wants this game bad. They're obviously not playing for the playoffs like they usually are at this point, but they want to show that they're a real deal team. And, you know, like I said, at Memorial Stadium, they're tough to beat. I like Clemson here. Give me the 3.
Yeah, I mean, you can just ask Florida State. They were lucky to come out with an overtime victory in a game where Clemson had more first downs, more, I think, total yards. They won the time of possession battle by 9 minutes, but it was that turnover that killed them, and those turnovers have killed them all season. But at home, like you said, Clemson's really tough to beat. Let me go to Matt Maltepas from the College Kids. Do you like anyone in this matchup?
So I didn't touch this game, but, I mean, we look at Clemson. I mean, they've had 4 losses. They lost to Duke. They lost to Florida State OT, which is a close game. Miami OT, double OT, actually, and NC State. But when we look at their wins, I mean, I get some weakened comp. I mean, you have Florida Atlantic, Charleston Southern, and then you had Syracuse and Wake Forest. Notre Dame, common opponent, Duke, they beat them. They beat USC. They didn't just beat them. They crushed them by 28. They beat NC State that Clemson just went to OT with. So in the common opponent category, I mean, Notre Dame beats them, and they went neck for neck. They could have won that Ohio State game, like you pointed out earlier. And they just crushed Pittsburgh by 50. I think the Notre Dame team is strong. The only thing I don't like is going to Clemson. That's the problem, like you just talked about. I haven't touched it yet, but make sure to follow us on Twitter. And we never know. We might get something out at TCK_experience.
Sheep, you just heard Rooster break it down. You just heard Matt Maltepas from the College Kids break it down. Who do you like here?
I like the team that wants to get into the college football playoffs. I'll take a shot with Notre Dame. I think Clemson's done for the year. They have nothing to play for.
Yeah, I mean, but it's tough, man. Going down to Florida Stadium, it's never easy winning down there. I mean, Florida State's one of the best teams in the country, and they got lucky to come out there with a W. That's a tough one, man. That's
Clemson tough. Has. They're playing for the Barney Bowl. Okay? Face it, they have nothing.
We're still got a lot of pride down there, man. Come on, this is going to be a tough game.
It's going to be a tough one.
You know, you're not. Listen, when you're used to going to the college football playoffs every year and getting in the national championship as they were, and then all of a sudden, holy shit, you know, we're not going nowhere this year. We're Notre Dame, they're hungry. I mean, they're not letting the gas up on nobody. So I'm going to go with the hungrier team.
And then this is the test, because after they have Wake Forest and Stanford, which they should win both of those games, this is their final real test. I mean, and it's not an easy one. It's not going to be an easy one, but I definitely see your point.
Who would you rather – listen, think of the thing. Who would you rather have in the playoffs, a Notre Dame or Alabama or –
Rooster, you, baby.
Matty, remember this segment next week. So when Rooster's crying again, he 3 weeks ago was Penn State this, Penn State that, you know, Happy Valley and everything. And now,
Jimmy, you keep your own recap every week. Don't worry. Jimmy, I don't have to remember.
Jimmy's just worried about Goldilocks is teasing every week. Yeah, he can't. But...
Baba just likes Georgia. That's all he likes. That's the only thing he's given out the whole year is Georgia.
Like, guess what?
And he's like, that's like, you're like two and what, six against the spread this year? Yeah.
And Rooster, you have to remember one thing.
What do you like in LSU, Alabama, Baba? Oh, I like Georgia.
Georgia minus seven.
Hold on, I'll give you the Goldilocks recap for me right now. I'm on Michigan State plus 3.5. I am on the Crimson Tide minus 3. And I'm against your Penn State wannabes. I'm on Maryland plus 10.
Before we give out some more picks, let's talk about – I want everyone to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN, that's WIN, and their match deposit up to $500. That's underdogfantasy.com. All right, let's break down the UCLA-Arizona game. UCLA's laying 3, total 51 against an Arizona team that could be – I mean, they're 5-3, but they got 2 overtime losses. They could be 6-1. I think the wrong team's favorite here. Rooster, how do you feel about this matchup, man?
I feel the same way. Arizona's 7-1 against the spread. I mean, this team is strong. UCLA is weak. They can't beat anybody. Yeah. Like, as soon as they play a decent team, they fall apart. They're kind of like the Cowboys. Oh, I mean, this is unbelievable.
Say the NFL show.
Wrong show, Rooster. Wrong
Arizona.
Show.
Arizona. Give me Arizona.
All he does is throw jabs. He's been throwing jabs for 40 years.
Steve, hold on, Steve. There's a reason why. Can you only listen, if Andy Reid's playing, it's the Chiefs. If the Eagles are playing, it's the Eagles. He don't care about any other NFL team. It's his two idols.
NFL talk. We got like 5 minutes left on this segment. Let me go to Matt Malteps from the College Kids. Matt, I don't know about this one, man. Is UCLA, is their defense that good to be laying 3 on the road against an Arizona team? That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, Arizona, Rooster pointed out, 7-1 against the spread. It's the best against the spread record in the nation. And I think they've had a harder strength of schedule in my rankings compared to UCLA. So, I mean, they've been tested by a lot of different teams, and they haven't lost any game by more than one score, despite versing top-tier teams such as Washington, USC, and Miss State. They also have wins over Oregon State and Washington State, 3 common opponents. I mean, they're 3-0 against those common opponents. Meanwhile, UCLA's 2-1. If you can get 3 on Arizona, I mean, you got to go with the dog here. USC loves to run the ball, but stopping the run is exactly the strength of the Wildcats defense. They rank number 25 in opponent yards per rush. So, I mean, I like UCLA here. UCLA has a new QB at the helm the last 2 weeks. They benched more. But last week, I mean, we look at garbage.
This guy's been throwing a lot of picks this season. Either quarterback or garbage. They've thrown 10 interceptions on the season. And in a game that's 3 points or less, I mean, the team that makes the mistakes are going to lose this one, Matt.
Well, yeah, Garber threw an interception last week against Colorado. And, you know, Colorado isn't Arizona, totally different teams.
So you like Arizona here?
I do. I love Arizona. Yeah, plus 3. I like Arizona.
You like them on the money line?
Yeah, I mean, they got a shot. If you want to, you know, touch the money line, that's not a bad idea.
Rooster, you think you're going to kiss the money line in this matchup?
Absolutely. I may not even take three. I'll just take the money line. I think, like I said, I agree with you. The wrong team's favored here.
Take the plus three in the money line. Better each and every way, huh?
We're going to bury this game.
Just don't put it with the teaser, and then you're going to do it.
What I was going to say is we're going to bury this game as long as Sheep's not on the same side. Sheep, are you on the same side here?
No, I have no opinion in the game.
You know, opinion?
He likes George.
You like George. All right, real quick, we got a couple minutes left. We got about 3 minutes left of this segment. Penn State's lane. I mean, the line's down to 9, 8.5 at some shops. 51 at Maryland. Rooster, I know you were big on Penn State all year. You think they can cover this big number on the road?
I kind of like Maryland here on the road. At Penn State, the wind's totally out of their sails. Their coach has been completely exposed. He has no idea what he's doing. You got to like Maryland here. I don't even think Penn State's going to play hard.
Matt Multeps for the college kids. Do you agree with him?
So Maryland's coming off of 3 straight losses, but I think this is actually a solid matchup for Maryland. I mean, Penn State's more of a run team than a pass if you look at the percentages. And Maryland's ranked number 10 in opponent yards per rush. Penn State's great stop at a run, ranking number 3 in the nation as well, C-metric. But all Maryland does is pass the ball. You know, they rank number 16th in the nation in passing play percentage. I think this is where the Penn State defense, that's where their weakness is not stopping the run, but stopping the pass more so. So, yeah, I mean, you got to lean Maryland plus the – if you can get 10, you know, that's all, you know, you got to take the 10, just like we were talking about.
Man. I mean, Penn State's defense is solid, but they've been extremely lucky in the turnover margin. They're at plus 13. I think it's the best in the country. And their offense just isn't explosive. I mean, let's be honest. They can't – it doesn't seem like they come up with those big pass plays. And against a pretty good Maryland team that's hung around with some tough teams this year, I think 10 points is too much. I think Maryland's the right side, plus 10, especially in the sandwich game. I think Penn State's playing Michigan next. So that's, you know, it might be looking ahead a little bit. Sheep, you agree with us or do you like Penn State?
I already shot my load on Maryland. I grabbed a 10.
You bet them?
Yeah, I did. And I liked them. Entered that Fergazi Penn State team last week. Laying 31 and almost lost.
Barely beating Indiana, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Something's not happening in Happy Valley right now.
Well, I want everyone listening and watching the show to go to underdogfantasy.com. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code WIN. That's WIN. Promo code WIN. And they'll match your deposit up to $500. That's underdogfantasy.com. And stay tuned. We'll come right back with the final segment. And we'll give out the Sheep recap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and
you really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Or want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. You're listening on SiriusXM Sports Grid, and you're watching live on YouTube at Jacob Sports Media and on X at Philly Godfather. I was just joking around about the Sheep recap because he only gave out one game this week, Sheep. I mean, we talked about like 10 different games, Rooster, and Sheep gave out one side.
I gave, if you listen, you got that Jamie disease. When you going to tease and start teasing too, Steve? Come on. I gave out Michigan State +3.5. I like the Crimson Tide -3, and I took the Terps +10. Three games in college. 3-0 keeps the doctor away.
I hope so. I mean, if you can pick up one position a day, you're gold. Roosters, any other games you like on the board this week in college football you want to give out before we close out the show?
I kind of like Duke against Wake Forest at home. Game open 7. I think some sharp money took Wake Forest +7. But at -6.5, I kind of lean Duke in that spot.
Yeah, I'm on the other side. I took Wake Forest +7. I mean, the whole world's betting Duke here. I talked to Dave Mason offshore. I talked to some guys out in Vegas. It's like 8 out of every 10 tickets placed is on Duke, and I never want to be on the public side. Matt, before we close out the show, is there anyone you like here you want to give out?
Yeah, I like Arizona plus the points, and actually like the money line. I like Missouri actually this week. I mean, if you can get 16 right now, if you might be able to catch +10 first half, I'm kind of with Jimmy on that one. If you catch +10, -120, that'd be great. And Texas -4 is another one. And I'm leaning, I was looking at this Miami NC State game. I was leaning under 44.5. So I haven't fired on it yet, but I probably will be.
I got a question for Rooster to close out the show. Rooster, if you're holding Michigan +9-1 tickets from the beginning of the season, are you looking to hedge right now with Ohio State at 7-1 trying to hedge that ticket or not?
I think it's a little too early for hedging. I mean, they got to get into the playoff, obviously. And with all the turmoil in Michigan right now, I don't know what's going to happen. Although they're saying nothing can happen this season. So, yeah, I think I'd wait. I think it's a little too early to hedge.
All right, I want to thank everyone for watching and listening to the Sports Betting Show on X at Philly Godfather on Jacob Sports Media on YouTube. And you're listening on SiriusXM and Sports Grid. Have a great day, guys, and keep firing.